I mean internal angles. Bond Zulu calls focused reflective drives to boost investment and fix power infrastructure challenges. Ukraine and Russia accuse each other of hundreds of ceasefire violations. For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. President Alain Ndayishimiye this afternoon filed in his nomination for the United Party for National Development presidency. This comes ahead of the General Assembly scheduled for this week amid the continued internal wrangles in the party. Over the past week, the UPND has conducted elections at ward, constituency, district and provincial levels across the country. UPND Chairman for Elections, Likando Mufalari, appealed to the party members to turn up in numbers and support the president as he filed his nomination in the afternoon. The nomination was characterized by huge supporters of the United Party for National Development, UPND supporters. Meanwhile, UPND Chairperson Likando Mufalari has announced the closure of the UPND nomination, saying that no candidate will be allowed to file in after 16:30 of today.
We are witnessing the filing nomination of our president, a key step towards the upcoming General Assembly. Before the General Assembly, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, you have to do the processes of filing the nomination. I won't read through what I've been given, I'll just go straight to the nomination. Mr. President, we have the mandate as Elections Committee, led by myself, Likando Mufalari, for you who don't know me. So, Mr. President, I'll immediately say we have done the processes that are required. In this case, we have done the world elections. Our constitution, the UPND constitution, gives us mandate to start elections from the branch, which we have done.
The Zambia Land Alliance Executive Director Patrick Mzole says that agent legal and financial measures are needed to empower Zambians to acquire and develop land amid competition from more financed foreign investors. In an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Mzole explained that current law does not distinguish between Zambians and foreigners, allowing foreign-owned companies registered locally to secure land on the same terms as citizens despite significant disparities in access to finance. He argued that the foreigners should not be granted 99-year lease agreements like Zambians, and instead their tenure should be tied to investment plans to 30 years to prevent land from being locked up for generations. Mr. Mzole said that the national land policy under review should introduce inclusive laws that give preference or priority to Zambians in a land acquisition to prevent the playing field. He stressed that financing mechanisms must be established to enable Zambians to access capital for purchasing and developing land, because title without development capacity leads to forfeiture. Mr. Mzole suggested that laws would also encourage partnerships where foreigners provide capital while Zambians contribute land, ensuring both parties benefit from investments. He adds that Zambians need inclusive systems and enforcement of reforms to citizens. Not only foreign investors can only benefit from the country's land resources.
One of the challenges that we have is our law. For example, the Zambian law currently does not discriminate between a Zambian and a foreigner. A foreigner can register a company. As long as they register a company in Zambia, they'll be able to acquire land just like a Zambian citizen. Now, this is a foreigner that is coming with a lot of money from their government and has to compete for the same piece of land with a citizen who does not have access to finance. It becomes much easier for the foreigner to acquire land because they have more money than the Zambian.
Energy expert Bonfezulu says Zambians must implement a cost reflective tariff to attract investment into electricity sector and address chronic underdevelopment in generation, transmission and distribution infrastructure. Engineer Zulu explains that the current tariff structure deters investors because it does not guarantee returns, leaving the grid outdated and heavily reliant on state utilities ESCO, which serves over 80% of the energy demand. He argues that while cost-reflective tariffs may be difficult amid economic challenges, they are necessary to create competitive environment where more players can enter and eventually drive prices down. Mr. Zulu notes that government has introduced policies such as open access and net metering, but have not delivered the much needed success because cost effective pricing remains unimplemented. He said that reforms rather should include placing low income households on a lifeline support or subsidies to protect them from higher tariffs while safeguarding the financial integrity of the electricity subsector. Engineers also stress that shielding vulnerable households is critical, but long term energy security depends on attracting investors through tariffs and reflect the actual cost of service.
The first thing is government needs to put in place a cost-reflective tariff. I know amidst the current economic challenges that the country is faced with, many may not agree with implementing cost-reflective tariffs, but it is the only way that we can alleviate pain that we are faced with of underdevelopment electricity. It is what will guarantee the growth of the sector as well as necessitate an enabling environment for competition. More players can come into the sector, which will of course guarantee that after some time, tariffs may drop due to the much needed competition.
The Zambia Export Development Fund, ZEDF, says that it has recorded a stronger loan repayment trend, with more borrowers retaining for second and third loans after successfully clearing earlier facilities. Executive Director Dr. David Achewe said that the improvement reflects deliberate efforts to address structural reforms that previously hampered the performance in the old portfolio. He notes that the fund is making inroads as repeat borrowers demonstrate growing confidence and success in their ventures. Dr. Achewe acknowledged that the old portfolio had mixed issues, including entrepreneurs who were not producing, but said that the fund has been working to resolve those cases internally. He explained that disruptions from externalities such as weather and broader closures are now being mitigated through trade credit insurance, which has improved overall outcomes. Dr. Chow expressed satisfaction with the improvements recorded so far and believes it is now on track to make a greater impact. He says, preparation and support for entrepreneurs are driving better results, leaving the feather, expressing optimism about disbursing more loans going forward.
And we feel that we are now on track, making an impact. That's why we want to give out as many loans as possible, particularly that we've enhanced our preparation, the way that we should end up without the structure. And we think that with that, we are likely to get better results than we have had in the past. Therefore, we are upbeat about what is, and we are very excited. So we're looking to see more and more borrowers coming.
And now, business news. Business news.
Accountant Emmanuel Mbabiko has said that there is need for government to address the poor repayment of debt culture, which is growing in the country. Mr. Mbambiko notes that without doing so, this might escalate to the national level, as it is being seen now with government failing to settle some debt obligations. He says that it is important that the government implements measures or policies to address poor loan repayment happening in the country. Mr. Mbambiko says that this is important to instill confidence in the Zambian market, especially where credit facility is concerned.
So the law must cause us, because, you know, many of us Zambians are not credible. We are thieves inside us. So if I want to borrow from you, I will come looking like such a good man. my goodness, I can even carry you on my shoulders if I want to borrow from. The moment I get that money into my pocket, I become a beast. And the majority of Zambians, behave that whether they go to church or whether they are educated, the behavior is the same. So we need a law. Which law can regulate that behavior? You know, so that we can be brought to normalcy.